Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
All right. Hello, guys, and welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. If you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I have a really exciting conversation with two amazing souls that I wanted to bring on the podcast and just have a good conversation about nature and creativity and just connecting more. So I'm going to welcome our two guests here. First, we have Joey Valentino, a normal guy living a not so normal life. About 6 months ago, he sold all his belongings, picked up and left his life in Florida, and now lives the life of a digital nomad living and working in Brazil. He aspires to impact people all over the world by helping them build an income online and create the life of their dreams. And then our second guest is Trey Park. He recently left his sales career to pursue his passions of content creating and living a free-flowing nomad life. So these two adventure-seeking nomads have a deep connection to nature and creativity. Wanted to bring them on, talk about the importance of all of this good stuff. So first things first, I am going to start with the topic of nature so we can dive into the juiciness of that and just start off with one of my favorite questions, which is, what wisdom have you personally gained from connecting with the earth? And I will hand it over to Joey first.
Yeah, so I love this question. First of all, dude, that was like, I know everybody says this at the beginning of a podcast, but that intro was literally, that was on point. I don't know what Trey thinks, but I thought that was like, that was good.
Amazing.
Yes. So thanks for that. That was a really beautiful intro. Kind of like we were talking about before the podcast, this has been like a new theme in my life. And I think, and Trey, by the way, feel free to like jump in whenever you want, either of you, obviously. But I think that one thing that's been like super eye-opening to me about nature and just the nature of humanity and just being human is that like, as of pretty much the Industrial Revolution, we've basically just been cut off as humans in our connection and interaction and coexistence with nature. So kind of like the way it's always been since the beginning of time, really, we've had a coexistence with using nature as technology and having this like symbiotic relationship with plants, with gardening, with harvesting our own food, with eating, you know, with composting, so on and so forth. And then after the Industrial Revolution, it kind of went to a more modernistic, westernized convenience culture, so to speak. And so to kind of like answer your question, the number one thing, and then Trey, you can kind of riff off of it from here, for me has just been like, in the process of learning more about nature and what it means to be in touch with nature and to understand nature and to appreciate plants and the general well-being of Mother Earth, has brought me closer intuitively and creatively and humanistically to what it actually means to be human, which really what it means to be human is to be a source of creation, of like life source energy to create, to bring more of, right? And I would say that nature really just like brings back to the roots of the fundamentals of what it means to be human. So I'll throw it over to Trey, and we can kind of riff off of that.
That was good, Joey. First, I want to say thank you, Kirsten, for having us. I appreciate you for letting us jump on the podcast. But
happy to
answer your question, what wisdom have I gained from spending time in nature? I would say, first of all, learning to be isolated in nature. I love spending time in nature with all of my friends and stuff. It's great. I love mixing community with nature. But the greatest wisdom I learn is when I'm isolated in nature. It allows me to clear my thinking and to really just be and to focus on my breath and to focus on what is around me. And it's taught me to be patient. Like more than anything, it's allowed me to just ground myself and realize that in life, like things take time. If you watch nature, if you watch like a tree grow, it takes years and years and years and years and years and years and so much patience to see the finished product of like a nice, there's never a finished product, really. You're always growing. But like spending isolated time in nature, I just get to sit there and look around and realize that like sometimes we try to speed things up and we try to like force things when nature never does that. It lets go and it just grows and it just learns to be patient. And if you learn to be patient and let go, then you can flow better in life. So that's what wisdom I've learned. What about you, Kirsten?
I love that. For me, I feel like nature has kind of taught me that everything we already need is within us. When you look at nature, when you look at a tree, when you look at a plant, when you look at animals, right? No one has to teach them anything. They don't doubt themselves. A tree just grows exactly how it's meant to because it has that inner wisdom already within it. Programmed into every cell of its being. And that's how humans are as well. And I feel like we tend to forget that all of the wisdom that we need is within us. We just need to tap in deeper to that wisdom that has been passed down over centuries, and just have that trust and faith within us because we are a part of nature. We are animals. We are one with everything. So it's taught me to really tap into my inner wisdom and understand that everything is within me.
How do you think that you can intentionally tap into that inner wisdom?
Again, like it's kind of that isolation that you were talking about and finding that stillness within you and tapping into what you can kind of channel in within you, if that makes sense. Like the other night when I did my shroom trip, I had my eyes closed and I was just in this space of my own essence, my own mind, and was pulling pieces of information, was being told these pieces of information that I had never really tapped into before. And it was already within me. I just had to sit with myself, take some shrooms, give myself that time and space, and tap into that. So that's one of my favorite ways, I'd say for sure.
I definitely believe that there's lower thinking and higher thinking. And exactly what you said, when I'm able to quiet my mind and ground myself and really focus on being, I can like see my thinking become more elevated. And like it just, my intuition is like, I'll have a thought and my intuition's like, that's higher thinking. And people ask me, they're like, how do you differentiate? And once you really experience higher thinking, you can have a thought and be like, that's kind of like scarcity. That's kind of like lower thinking. And then you can have like an abundant, higher thinking.
So I'm gonna, I
What
actually want to kind of rally up both of y'all's thoughts there, because that actually, I was, after Trey was the talking, I was literally gonna say almost something really similar to what Kirsten, what you said. And it's like in the act of like observing and interacting with nature, like we can learn so much. So in the sense that like we have already everything that we need within us, but and also around us too. So it's like Erica, my girlfriend now, so like congratulations to me. But her and I were like chopping a pineapple this morning, and she was telling me that literally to grow a pineapple tree, you literally just take the leaf things off the top, and you literally just put it in the ground. And you know, obviously we can go even like crazier and like the fact that it's like in a Fibonacci spiral and all that kind of stuff, but from the spiral life is born, right? So anyhow, I guess like some wisdom that I've kind of like, you know, kind of begin to conjure up is in the observance of nature and just like looking outside and seeing like how kind of just generally happy things look, and then the interaction. So one thing that I want to begin to apply to my life, and I think that, I mean, having some really good talks with Trey just through messaging and basic stuff, is the actual interaction with nature. So I'm like learning a lot about it now, but and Erica, she does what's called permaculture. And so one thing I think is really interesting about permaculture is like, if you're using non-toxic soaps and natural soaps, you can literally, like when you're washing your dishes after you eat, you can literally create a filtration system that's opposite of what we do now, which is we take all this black water, this toxic water from toxic soaps and shit that we're eating, and get just dumped into like this crazy new age filtration system. That's crazy. But really, like when you do your dishes, as long as you're using non-toxic chemicals, you wash your dishes, you create a filtration system that is through rocks and like sediment, right? So the water filters out. And if you have a garden out in your like yard, that water that you're doing from doing the dishes or from taking a shower is getting purified through the rock filtration system and is then watering your plants, growing your food so you can eat back, right? And then obviously there's composting and taking like human waste and the leftovers of like, you know, vegetable skins and stuff like that, and actually practicing composting. So it's like in the act of like the concept of nature gives to us so that we can give back, so that it can give back. It's like this symbiotic give and exchange relationship. And I think just by the interaction and practice of some of these ideas and these ways of life, like you could I'm only at the freaking ground floor, like just in doing it and actually doing what I'm talking about and practicing this, I'm sure you can learn so much.
That's huge, though, just recycling all of it. And you have to get creative with it too. Like to take what nature has and be like, all right, how can I get creative? Take what you're giving me and learn to give back and to be kind enough to like, to want to reuse it.
And in a way, it's kind of like alchemy too. Like I know you just read The Alchemist. It's like alchemy in the sense of like, and we can start to go down this route in the conversation too, as far as like being creators and having like creative realm on this planet, I wouldn't say manipulating is the right word, but by having an interaction with our environment and being able to influence our environment and nature around us to thrive and to give to us as we give to it. And like, it's kind of crazy that you can just be this human and like develop nature like around you, develop landscape, develop trees, flowers, you know, that are all kind of coexisting and creating an environment that is a, you know, Trey knows about, and I'm sure Kirsten too, you guys know about like the Taurus field, how it's like it's renewable energy that's like kind of in that. Like
real quick, just for the people that are watching that are unfamiliar with what alchemy is, because a lot of people think of alchemy of like taking lead and turning it into gold, and I look at it as a concept of taking something basic and making it better and elevating it. And as humans, God gave us the creative ability to create. So we're able to take these basic things. We're able to take 1 + 2 = 3, which is a whole new creation because we took this and this. But Kirsten, to you, like, what does creativity mean to you? Like, and why is it important to you?
That's a good question. For me, creativity is tapping into my inner boundless flow, and whatever that might look like. You can be creative when it comes to dancing. You can be creative when it comes to your words. You can be creative when it comes to paint and a paintbrush, but just tapping into that inner flow state that doesn't have any restrictions, any bounds, in which you can take something and make something out of that, and literally create in the form of art. So for me, I love poetry. I love taking words, taking them from my mind, bringing them onto paper, and creating a new piece of art out of the words that have come from my mind, and just tapping into that inner flow state. So yeah.
Do you have like a ritual or anything that you do to set up your space to try to help yourself get into a flow state?
Usually it's just being alone. Most of the time I get into a flow state when I'm alone, either alone in nature, like we were talking about, alone in my room in a space where I can kind of tap out of all other energies and tap into myself, because that's really how you connect to your own flow, not yours plus this one, plus this one, plus this one, and kind of getting all these energies. In a sense, that can help you create something amazing. But when it comes to me and creating poetry and tapping into my personal flow in regards to that, really getting alone and just sitting with myself and just tapping into that is just what I do. So I don't really do any specific rituals, but just being alone in a cleansed space with my own energy allows me to tap into my own flow.
I agree. One thing that I feel like our generation is lacking is boredom. So like when my poppy, I was hanging out with him the other day, he was like, do you ever get bored just like hanging out? And I was like, I love being bored. Like I chase boredom every single day. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Poppy, like we're so distracted. We never have time to just sit there and like connect dots and to reflect. And I was like, when I create a sacred, quiet space, it allows me to ground myself. And then like when I get into a deep meditation, like I have the greatest ideas ever and I'm able to connect dots. But when I'm always distracted and I have 50 things floating around in my mind can't really connect 50 things. And I get overwhelmed because I have like ADHD and anxiety and stuff when I have too many options. So like I always, every single day, strive to lay out like an hour to be absolutely bored, to isolate myself, to put my phone away, to grab a pen and a pad, and to just write down what are in my thoughts. So I think that our generation, we really need to carve out more time to sit alone and be really bored and to allow ourselves to actually think and to feel. What about you, Joey? Do you have anything to say about creativity?
Yeah. Well, okay, so I guess I'll start, and I want to kind of rally. You guys brought up two points I thought were interesting, which is like ritual and you know, Trey used the word like boredom. So in other words, like time and space to yourself, essentially, without the noise of the busy world. But I'll start with creativity. For me, what that means is just like the physical expression. I find creative joy in the physical expression of my ideas. So obviously, right, that's pretty much what creativity I think would mean, maybe subjectively. But and that being said, it's like my ideas are oftentimes thought ideas. So in other words, there's a reason we're doing this podcast. I think that this is part of my creativity, is like networking, bringing people together, creating an environment where ideas can be exchanged and put out into the world. That's something that creatively, that's my creative passion, is the, I have a desire to create an environment where information and deeper knowledge is being made easy to access to the common person, such as myself, such as Trey, such as Kirsten, such as whoever watches this, you know.
Can you expand on how you create an environment like that? Like what are some actual tangible ideas that you could give people if they're interested in trying to recreate an environment where they can prosper and their friends can prosper and think clearly?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that's a great question. Thanks, Trey. The first thing, the most practical thing, I think, is just that when you have an idea, is to take immediate action on it. So although I will say I do find value in kind of what Trey is saying, is to like take a moment before just like flustering around in this like ADHD busy spiral of life, to kind of ground yourself, make sure you're grounded in the action taking, which we can even talk about breathing. I just made an Instagram post about breath. But what like the easiest way that anybody can create anything, whether it be an environment for people to thrive in, whether it be a life for themselves to thrive in, I think is that when there's like a moment during the day where we have this idea, like this download from the universe into our mind, like, oh, we should, this seems like something that should make sense. My biggest thing is like acting on that immediately as possible. And through that, through immediate action, generally things tend to work out, maybe not always as planned, but things generally tend to work out. So it's like, we're all on this call, and this was just because yesterday I spoke to Jay and I was like having some freaking like creative juices just flowing. I was like, and what was the first thing I did? I like, you know, freaking bothered Kirsten until I got her on an Instagram FaceTime. And now here we are on a podcast, and then we'll see what kind of this kind of turns into. Yeah. So
it's called momentum. Me and Joey's mentor told us our whole entire lives, well, not our whole entire lives, but our little like slither of like our sales life. He called it Big Mo, and it's momentum. And it's the fact that like, you're pushing up a ball up a hill and it sucks at first, but once you get to the top of the hill, everything just starts going in motion. So like, I like that you said, just start and just, and just put action out in the universe. Cause when you do something, the universe is going to help you out. If you're just sitting on your couch talking about it your whole life, the universe kind of feels disrespected. But like when you talk about it and then you get up and you put momentum and action and energy and time behind it, the universe is like, okay, I respect this. I'm going to do things in my power to help this individual out. So I love that you said just like do stuff and just get up and just start. That was good.
Yeah. And I don't know, guys, go ahead.
Yeah. I'll throw it over to you in a sec. So I would just say for like, you know, the listeners, it's a process. So it's like a three-parted process. It's trusting yourself to take the action, taking the action, and trusting that the action will take on its own form of action. So
that was good.
Yeah. So because once it starts, once the momentum starts, it's just as powerful as negative momentum. So without going down a whole like thought pattern, I'll throw it over to Kirsten. It's like, I can't stress enough. It's like, if you have a desire, you have a vision, just take the first obvious next step. And then the next obvious next step will begin to present itself. And then the higher level steps of like, whether it be a person, an event, or a situation will begin to present themselves as you become the person that is able to even receive those. So it's kind of like the whole idea of like the teacher will be there when the student is ready kind of thing. But yeah, I was curious, what were you gonna say?
Yes, for sure. And for those listeners that are listening, when you get those ideas that pop into your head, understand that the universe puts them there for a reason. And so you are given the opportunity to hop on that idea. And if you don't, there's this theory that the universe then takes that idea and gives it to someone else. That's why when people think like, oh, I have this amazing invention, like it's this great idea, I've never seen it before, but then they don't take action on it. And then years later, they see that same invention that they thought about and they're like, damn, I should have done that first. And it's like, if you don't take action on those ideas, those things that the universe is putting into your mind, someone else is going to take action on it. So if you get that and it feels aligned for you, feels like something that is beneficial, something that you're going to be interested in, just take action on it. And if you can always change your mind down the road, but at least taking that action, you're showing the universe, okay, I'm taking this path. Let's see what happens.
And it's through the action taking, it's through that immediate taking of action that just the simple act of taking action will reveal to you and show you so much more new knowledge and experience and wisdom that we otherwise wouldn't have had prior to taking the action. So now that we had, so once, for example, once you practice permaculture or like even something here, this is trippy. This is a whole nother conversation. If you were to actually draw the flower of life yourself and said that through the actual drawing, through the actual creation process, you begin to uncover and unearth new information from the ether, the universe, whatever that is, like will help you to discover what the next action step is, allowing you to kind of like, you know, progressively move towards the overall realization of whatever creation process you are after, so to speak. So I think that's a really good point. And that's the part of the trusting the process is knowing that, okay, if I take this action, I will learn what it is that I need to learn next for the next action necessary to be taken.
Yeah. And it's because of failure. So like humans, we have the fear of failure. So that's what holds us back. We're like, oh, if I start, I don't know how to do it, so I'm going to fail. But that's the greatest thing ever. Because when you start, you get slapped in the face and you absolutely, utterly just destroy whatever you're trying to do. And then you're like, oh, okay, I messed up right here. So now tomorrow when I try again, I know not to do that and to take a different route. You take a different route and you're like, oh my gosh, this worked. That is amazing. You try something else. Like you continue to go down that path. You're going to fail again. And then you're going to try again the next day. And then every single day, you're just going to inch. And then when someone else is a beginner and they come to you, you're going to have that failure already in your mind. So you can tell them like, hey, avoid this and this and try to go down this path and see what happens. And they're going to do it. And they're going to come up to you and be like, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe you knew that. And you're like, well, I just tried it. And then I failed. And then I learned from it. And then I kept going. So I think that like, we should embrace failure and we should like want to fail forward and not let failure, like the fear of failure, hold us back in a sense.
So to riff off of this, and I want to say this because this is like practical, something that everybody can do today without just having this big conversation and walking away feeling mind blown, but then not being able to realize like, okay, here are some things I could do right now to practice what we're talking about. So as far as like the fear of failure, or overall just allowing our reality to influence us versus us influencing our reality comes from not being fully aligned with or in touch or aware of life's source, like who you fundamentally are as a human being. Because if we were, we wouldn't allow fear or environment to make us the subjects. We would make our reality the subject to our experience, right? So where I'm going with this is for, you know, listeners and for us too, all of us, and including myself, one thing that I've realized is the importance of breathing, because breathing is life source energy. So we can't overcome fear of failure or fear of uncertainty all the way unless we have control over our breathing, because fear comes from a fundamental like cause of fear is the fear of not having control, the insecurity of I'm vulnerable, essentially. That's where fear comes from, right? So then it becomes fight or flight. And how we can kind of overcome that is the first thing we need to have control of before we even dive into the uncertain is control over our breath. And to have control over our breath is to know and to be in tune with who we are from a life source energy. Because if you know who you are, you start to kind of realize, yo, like I'm a freaking king, I'm a freaking queen, right? And once we know who we are, once we have control over the one fundamental part of life, that truly is the one thing that we have full control over, which is our breathing, we can then start to build upon that and have control over our diet, have control over our partner, have control over who our partner might be, control over, you know, not control, but influence of our reality, of the decisions that we make. But we can't do that unless we first have control over an awareness of what lies within, which awareness. Really is breath.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say is like, in order to have control over these things, it all stems from the awareness. And that's what, like, as humans, we just have to like strive every single day to tap into awareness and to sit with awareness and to keep bringing our thoughts back to being. And when you bring it back to being, you can think more clearly. Kirsten, do you have anything to add towards the breath and the awareness?
No, I agree with what you guys said completely. And also, we're about to run out of time on this Zoom. So I don't know if you guys wanted to wrap this up, if you wanted me to start a new Zoom, whatever you guys want to do.
Dude, I'm okay. So I'll say, let me wrap this one just in case we decide not to do another one. But I would say from this conversation, three key takeaways that anybody listening to this can take away right now and apply to their life immediately and start to see results from is breathe, have awareness. Do breathing exercises, what Trey talks about, meditation, be bored for a second, spend that time alone with yourself and in your space, breathe and listen to your breath go in and out and feel it like surge through your body, right? So breathe, number one. Two, if you have an idea, take immediate action on it. Like the worst that can happen is what Trey was talking about, is you fail. And if you're not failing, you're not doing anything significant in life anyway, because anybody who did anything significant in life failed, right? So fall in love with failure in the process, because that's what makes the journey fun. And then the third thing, I don't know, does anybody have a third one to throw in there? Plant a pineapple.
My third one would be to create a sacred space, like actually be intentional, go into your room, light a candle, light an incense, like dim the lights, like make your space comfortable where you feel comfortable being alone with your thoughts. Like if you're in a very messy room, everything's scattered around, your phone is next to you, all these things, it's gonna be so hard to feel comfortable being in that sacred spot. So I would get a notepad and a pen and write out a few things that you can do to create a nice space to actually sit there and feel comfortable and ground yourself.
All right. And then I do have one piece to add to the takeaways we were just talking about, and that is really being connected to nature every single day. So whatever that might look like for you, whether it's going out and running around in the grass with your bare feet, or whether it's going to the beach and sitting there and meditating, whether it's walking through the forest, whatever it looks like to you, make sure you spend intentional time with nature, because it's going to help you not only connect to nature, but connect to yourself deeper as well. And it's something that can be done really easily any part of the day. So just make intentional time for that. Now, to wrap things up, I do have a final question for these two wonderful souls. And whoever wants to take it first, you can take it first. But my question is, what is your biggest piece of life advice for the listeners?
Okay, I will jump on first real quick. My biggest, greatest piece of advice for any human being on this planet is to go to a store and find the coolest journal that you can find and find the best pen you can get your hands on. And every single day, carve out a few minutes to write and to reflect on your life and to write down your ideas and to brainstorm and to write about the things you love and to write about the things that you love about yourself and to write about the things that you love in other people, write about the things that you dislike and just sharpen your thinking. And when you take time every single day to sit down and write, you learn to articulate and organize your thoughts better. And therefore, your life becomes better because your thinking becomes more clear. And I believe that clarity is the first step to living a good life. If you live life without a goal or without clarity, if the wind blows, you're just going to flow with it and go anywhere. And that's good in some sense, but like, you don't want to be somewhere today and then 30 years later, wake up and be like, wow, I'm still in the same boat because I lacked awareness and I lacked clarity and I never had my mind set on a goal or a path. So once again, just to say it again, my piece of advice is to carve out time to write every single day and learn to get to know yourself, learn to be friends with yourself, learn to spend time with yourself. That's just the thing that changed my life more than anything was learning to sit down and become friends with myself. And I think that pen and paper was an outlet for me to feel comfortable with my thoughts, to write things down and to realize like, okay, I don't like this about myself, so I'm gonna work on it, or to write things down and be like, oh my gosh, I love this about myself, but I never really spend enough time to really think about it, to craft this. So once again, go get a journal, go get a pen, sit down and just write, just even 10 minutes a day. That will change your life. It truly will, in my opinion.
Thank you, Trey. Thank you. I love that. And Joey?
Yeah, no, I really like what Trey said. I mean, thoughts become things, and the first way to transmute what exists in your mind into the physical reality is to put it on paper. It's like the first easiest way to do it. So that's really good. For me, I had this principle that I guess I would share with people, and from that they could take their own advice. But the principle is learn, live, create. The principle is this. So learn from the past. So advice for anybody. So learn from the past. Okay. That's the number one thing. Learn from the past, live in the present, and create the future with intention. And so what that should mean and what advice you could find in there is think about, like what Trey said, spend some time to kind of like, you know, really like figure out, okay, what have I learned? Where am I now? And where do I want to go? And in that process, understand, because I know that there's probably like people from different levels of life listening to this, but never forget the fact that like we have the ability to live life how we would like to. We have the ability to pursue our happinesses and our freedoms as we see fit. Now everybody has a different idea of happiness. For me, it was just traveling and being free was one of the first steps to my overall happiness, I would say. And so for those listening, my advice to you, which is simply to be like, remember that you have that ability. And as you pursue that, falling in love with the process is the number one most important thing. Beginning to let go of fear of failure and to begin to step into a person who loves failure, who embraces learning from their mistakes, living in the present. So that way, when an opportunity presents itself to you, you are the person to be able to receive it and then use that to create the future with intention. And then to bring it full circle and to bring it in conclusion, whenever there's pain in life, whether it be like a fear or an insecurity, or you're starting like something, an adventure or a journey or a business, or you're doing something new and you feel fear and you feel discomfort or uncomfortable, you feel like you might fail, that just recognize that feeling, like capture that feeling, explore that feeling, embrace that feeling, but also realize that that is an opportunity to grow, because on the other side of pain is always on the other side of fear, on the other side of pain, on the other side of discomfort, there's always the greater good that we're all trying to achieve. So when life gets hard, if it's not hard, you're not doing it enough. And when life does get hard, recognize that that is an indicator that you are overall heading in the right direction. As long as you're not, you know, getting like felony drug charges, that's not the kind of hard problems I'm talking about. But so don't take it wrong.
The problems you should avoid.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you guys so much for sharing your wisdom, your words, your energy with us here on the podcast. I'm actually going to give you guys the opportunity to say your Instagrams if you want to, so that the listeners can follow along your journey, follow along with all of the stuff that you guys have to share, because you guys are amazing creators. So go ahead and share your Instagrams and then I'll close things up from there.
Joey.
Yeah, mine is literally still just Joey. So still just Joey. I am still just Joey. That has not changed.
Yeah. Mine is Trippy Trey 999.
All right. Perfect. So guys, go ahead and give them a follow along their journey. And yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us. And I will probably see you guys at some point in the future to have another conversation.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us, Kirsten. We appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. Super well done. Thanks, Kirsten.
Oh, I loved that conversation. I hope you guys did as well and picked up some really good nuggets of wisdom and information and tangibles from that convo. But I wanted to kind of hop on and wrap things up like I normally do here. Make sure to share this podcast episode if you feel called to, if you feel like someone can benefit from it. That is the whole way that we grow here, is by you guys sharing. So feel free to share with your friends, family, posting on social media, all the things. And if you do, make sure to tag our Instagram at findyourpower.co, and I can repost your stuff on the podcast page as well. And also subscribe and follow so you don't miss any future episodes. We have a ton of amazing things coming up, so don't miss out. And lastly, I will end this off like I normally do. Make sure to go out into the world today and spread some love, light, and positivity, because you never know the impact that you can make, and it truly is a domino effect. So go out there, spread it. I love you all so freaking much, and I hope you all have a beautiful day.